Hello, Ms. Gentile.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I tried to call the tech twice and I wasn't able to reach him. But what I did go ahead and do was just get an email sent over to home office advising to see if we could get your time frame to adjust it to something 1:30 or after.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes, but I couldn't hear what you just said. The fit last little word.
Yes, so I sent an email over advice asking if we could adjust your time frame, something 1:30 or after, because you have the doctor's appointment you're unable to miss. Go ahead and
I'll be home all afternoon. And actually, I can be here. I'm here all day today. I thought they were going to hook it up today because it's on my paper, 6-7. I just assumed they were going to do it today. But they just brought the dryer, but I mean, it has to be installed.
Yes, ma'am. And so I went ahead and got an email sent over to you advising that you're available for today or anytime after 1:30 tomorrow. You just can't meet the morning schedule given. And so they'll read my email and contact you back with an update to see if they're able to come out or adjust that time frame for you.
Can you let me know?
Yes, ma'am. They'll give you a call.
Yeah, can you let me know if they're gonna what time they're coming?
Yes, ma'am. I just sent the email over, so now I'm just waiting for their response. As soon as they provide an update, they'll give you.
Could you let me know?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want my phone number?
Is it the one that's on file 781-857-1779?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll make sure we call that number.
Yeah, please let me know.
I will for sure. As soon as they provide an update, we'll have them reach out to you.
All right, thank you.
No problem. I thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day.